We bring in Jim Kleinpeter of the New Orleans Times-Picayune. Jim, thanks for joining us. Welcome to Overtime.
My pleasure.
Well, Jim, we mentioned yesterday, a little after 3 o'clock, that Les Miles had an offer on the table from the University of Arkansas. And then, of course, Sports by Brooks took it up. And then you, I guess, were alerted to that, or were you alerted in a different way?
Oh, I saw the Sports by Brooks tweet and then started calling around. So things fell into place after that.
And what were you able to find out?
Well, I got from a source at LSU that it's a serious offer, and LSU, well, at least LSU's taking it seriously, and that Joe Oliva, the LSU athletic director, is meeting with George Bass, who was Les Miles' agent. So that's as far, that's the extent of the information I got. But it's been a couple of other websites have confirmed it or say they confirmed it. So.
Right,
there we are.
And that's how I understand too. Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, how is that going? Is that going to help or hurt recruiting? You know, if he doesn't come out and say, no, this isn't going to happen and let this linger a little bit, do you think that could hurt recruiting this year?
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, it could. It depends on how long they let it go. I don't think Les is going to leave. He's been at LSU for 8 years, and he's kind of dug in there. His family, his kids have grown up in Baton Rouge, and I mean, LSU will do probably whatever it has to do to keep him also, and I think this all may be – I don't believe that Arkansas made an official offer to him, for one thing, and so what they usually do is they don't take it seriously, so they don't comment on it. But I don't believe Arkansas made an official comment. I think they maybe floated a trial balloon when they were talking to George Bass about Gary Patterson, when Patterson said no, and then I would – this is just me speculating, but, you know, well, what would it take to get Les out of Baton Rouge? And, you know, that's where the numbers came from. But I don't believe there's any official offer being made.
Interesting. And, of course, this is the time of the year when all of these rumors creep up and people start to speculate. Were you taken aback when you first heard about this?
Well, yes, I was. I mean, didn't expect it. In fact, every so often, Les Miles' name comes up somewhere. Twice at Michigan and some other more minor jobs. So around this time of year, I always get a little paranoid about that. So, but this, I didn't think there was going to be anything happening this year because it didn't look like Arkansas's not a fit. You know, Kentucky, Auburn. You know, I don't really expect him to go to any of those places. He's just got it too good at LSU. There's too many reasons to stay. And Arkansas has a chance to be very good, but they're behind LSU in facilities and the stadium. And it sounds to me like they're trying to ramp up. But, you know, I just think it would be it wouldn't make any sense for him to go to any of those other places.
Jim Kleinpeter of the New Orleans Times-Picayune joins us on Overtime here on the Buzz Radio Network. Jim, when you look at Les Miles and his structured contract that he has right now, was there a non-compete clause in it?
Oh, well, he can walk any place but Michigan without having to pay. So, but there are some other protections built in. If he got fired for without cause, I mean, LSU would owe him a fortune, so that he's okay there. But he can walk. It's just Michigan is the only place he would have to pay any buyout.
Okay.
And your gut feeling right now, you just think it's just kind of, you know, smoke and mirrors that there's no way that he's going to leave LSU and go to Arkansas?
Yeah, I mean, that's my personal feeling. And like I said, I don't know everything, and I think this was a trial balloon, and you know, it's good for an agent. An agent's doing his job, and I'm sure Matt knows that. If he's out there, you know, trying to create leverage or get his client a raise, anything he can do that, and that's why you see so many names come up at so many different places, and even the ones that don't make sense, it's done. I know one coach who called an AD and asked him to mention his name just to make him look better. He wasn't even looking for more money from his boss, but he just wanted to look better. He wanted to look like somebody might have wanted him. So they're not above that either.
What's your take on LSU and the stability down there that they are giving Les Miles. Last year, he plays for a national championship, but yet nothing happened with his contract then. It's like it's taking this to get them to up the ante, so to speak, for him.
Well, Les had gotten a bump before the season last year.
Mm-hmm.
So they weren't going to. There was no reason to raise him again. They already had done it, and you know, wouldn't have looked good. Especially the fans were kind of upset about the way that the BCS championship game went.
Right.
So they didn't bump him last year for that. And I'm not necessarily saying they're going to bump him this time, but they're talking to the agent, and they may do some things with his contract. They may sweeten it a little. I don't know. We'll find out as we move along.
It more incentive-based, like getting to a BCS national championship game, winning an SEC title.
He's already
like
got
that.
Those clauses. Already got those clauses in there. They may just make them a little fatter. But like I said, in August of 2011, they approved a new contract that, and it was, like I said, it protected LSU a little bit more against them leaving, but it still sweetened the pot for him then.
Jim, he is holding a press conference at 2 o'clock this afternoon. What do you expect to learn at that presser?
It could be anything. I think we'll hear him say he hasn't spoken to Arkansas. He's happy at LSU. I could probably write the quotes right now that we'll hear. And like I said, I think this will pass over. It doesn't make a lot of sense for him to go to Arkansas. So I just have a feeling it's just a way to, get a little bit better deal if he can.
Will there be anything in there that he does that will make another YouTube moment?
You never know. We never saw the one after the Ole Miss game coming. Nobody saw that one coming. They come out of nowhere. And you have to be ready all the time.
Exactly. Hey, Jim, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much for joining us, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, my pleasure.